This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the things about non-renewable sources of energy is that the jobs that come with those industries, coal, oil eventually, are non-renewable as well. So one community in southwestern Wyoming is being forced to imagine life without coal at its center. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Jim Bills stands under a carport at his white ranch-style home in Kimmer, Wyoming. He's lived in the city for the past 40 years, worked at the Kimmer coal mine as a truck driver, laborer, and driller for 35 until he retired. The mine, along with the power plant it feeds, are central pieces of the local economy.
You know, a year ago, the town was going smooth. Same thing it's been doing for 100 years, a nice place to live, everybody's happy. We didn't see it coming.
What Kimmer didn't see coming was that a large utility put its local power plant on a list of possible closures in 3 years. That's on top of the local coal mine's owner, Westmoreland, filing for bankruptcy last year. It caused retirees like Bills to lose out on medical benefits. The news shook Kimmer, says Mayor Tony Tomasi.
I thought, well, I'm seeing what it says, but this can't be real.
Tomasi's driving around Kimmer in neighboring Diamondville. He says the area was built by coal. He passed a cement wall with an engraved image of figures taking a pickaxe to coal, abandoned antique shops, and a park called Miner's Memorial. Tomasi points out a recreation center that was built by energy companies.
The industry got together, built it, paid for it through a bond that they taxed themselves on.
In December, PacifiCorp announced it would be cheaper to switch to renewables or gas than keep running over half of its coal plants. No final decisions have been made about plant closures. Kimmer's Naughton Power Plant was already scheduled to close in 2029. But several scenarios in this new plan have it closing 7 years earlier, in 2022. Tomasi says the closure would mean the loss of 126 jobs and others connected to it. Trucking companies, cement suppliers, electricians, and the largest, the Kimmer coal mine, that employs more than 250 people. It relies on Naughton as its primary customer. If both the mine and plant went under, it would mean the loss of hundreds of jobs and the two largest taxpayers in the county.
Because if you take those jobs out of the town, and at this point I don't know how you replace them.
He says all the uncertainty is hurting business. His car dealership isn't selling as much. You can see for sale signs on homes all over town. A local realtor says property values are declining. So in December, Tomasi and other city leaders came together to discuss plans for a revitalized Kimmer. Plans that don't lean quite so heavily on coal. They hired a new city administrator, Brian Muir, to focus on that. And he's been busy with conferences, consultant meetings.
Careful, strategic planning is really even more important for our community than it ever has been because of, we've been in the coal for decades.
Muir helped put together an action plan with an aggressive timeline. Its three main points: diversify the economy, increase manufacturing, and boost quality housing. He's looking at tourism opportunities, maybe attracting visitors interested in fossils. 50 million years ago, this area was full of tropical lakes. Robert Bowen owns a fossil shop in town. In the dusty back room of Wyoming Fossils, Bowen sifts through squares of stone with imprints of small fish, leaves, and even insects.
They're just no two the same.
He says quarries nearby have accessible fossils. The city could take advantage of that, market it more, gear vacation homes to it.
It's not a cure, but it will help. You know, every little bit we can do is going to help us.
Back at his home, Jim Bills, who retired from the coal mining company, says he loves living here. He's always known it as an energy city, though, and struggles to imagine something else.
Hopefully there are solutions, but not three-year solutions. Not that it's going to happen in 3 years. And this town will just dry up and blow away.
PacifiCorp will make its closure decision for the Naughton Power Plant on August 1st. In Kimmer, Wyoming, I'm Cooper McKim for Marketplace.